Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'uvim in the Inyan of Shovavim, Yanei Tara, and sure should be a special schus for Rav Chaim Yehoshua Cohen ben Ephraim, ben Rav Ephraim, and the schus Refuas Chayuch Ebefegavas Michalik Dispasia. In the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Hilchos Tevila, it says Kishepoishetes Malbusheha. In other words, before the Tevila, Kishayimedes Bechaluka, when she's still wearing a covering, she should Tevarich Asher Kiddishanu B'Mitzvotav Tzivanu Ala Tevila. Then she should make the bracha on the Tevila, and in the Tshuvis, Tshuva Me'ahava of the Talmud of the Noidi B'Yehuda, he discusses the question of whether or not to make the bracha of Tvila on Tvila Shetovelas Ali'iyas Dam Sherosa B'Me'a Toya. In other words, we know that for the first 40 days, the Dam she sees is Dam Toya, 40 days for a Zachar, 80 days for an ikeva. So why do women go to mikveh? It's a minig. They don't have to. But it's a minig. So should she make a broche when she goes to the mikveh for seeing dam tohar? Shekeva and she'enu el minig, shenagu shelo livol al dam tohar, like it says in Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalet, over kama medinos lo nispashta chumra zu, and in some medinos they don't have this chumra. Should you make a bracha or not make a bracha? Says the tshuva me'ahava, chelek alef Siman Samaches, v'hitzati sveikasi lifnei ha'drabenu ha'godol ha'amiti, ha'neide b'Yehuda, his rabbi, v'shokil v'tochi be'in v'lav v'rafi b'yode. And he was going back and forth, maybe yes, maybe no, it wasn't clear. So this is a big topic to talk about. And this discussion we're basing on the Sefer Gufei Halachos, which is an incredible Sefer written by Hagoyin HaTzadik Rabbi Yehoshua Valhandler, Zichat Tzadik Levracha, who was a Rov in Williamsburg. I actually once spoke to his wife, I believe, because I was looking for the Sefer of his Shver. His Shver was the great Gaon Rav Tzion HaKohen Kan. So I called up his wife somehow to find out how to get the Sefer, whatever it was. In any event, he was Nifter very young, unfortunately, about a decade ago, in his late 50s. And he was a very, very, very special Yid. And he wrote a Mishnah Berurah. He has a Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha, Sharat Tzion, in the same Tzura as the regular Mishnah Berurah. So you have that now in Hilchot Nida. He has many other Sfarim, which read an article about him. They said they're going to publish, under, as yet unpublished, but many years have passed and they're still unpublished, to the best of my knowledge. Unless they, you know, I can't know for sure, but don't have them on my Otzer HaChochma program. In any event, that's going to be our Shaila, making a broche on a tvila that is not necessary, on a tvila that is only Mishum Minuk. So the Noida B'Yehuda Invalav V'Rafia B'Yode. Not clear. However, in the Tshuvis of the Chasim Sofer, in Chelek Yoyredeye, Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Tashir Yoshev Al Meducha Zu, when he analyzed this question, Hela D'Yesh Levorich Al Tvila Shel Ri'iyas Dam Toya. He said that you should make a bracha when you're toivel, when seeing this dam toya, this pure blood. Ubehektem divrei atoisvus b'meseches brachos, shekosvu b'shem Rabbeinu Tam liyashiv, brachos daf yudalet amid aleph. Why do you make a bracha on halel on Rosh Chodesh? It's a minig. In perek lula ve'arove daf memdalet, amud beis, we see that you don't make a bracha on a minig. So why here you're making a bracha on Hallel? The shiny hasam, the atiltul bevadei lo mevarchinam. There it's different because you definitely don't make a bracha on tiltul. Talking about an arava. An arava you're not going to make a bracha. Aval al mitzvah, but doing a mitzvah, pshita mevarchinam. It's pasha that you make a bracha. And so it's tesis and mesechet tainis, afrofres on the base. Also, Ayin Tosis Besukasham, Dafim Dalit on the base. So on a mitzvah you make a bracha. Ubiu Adovo, says the Chasim Sofer, Geshmak learning Chuvas Chasim Sofer. The tiltul, Kevin Davin Maise Zute, Hamrinan de Amin Hagal Ome Varchina. Hashem can al Maise Rabbe, Varchina Gamal Ome Hagan. Small Maise like tiltul. Like taking the arove, there you don't make a bracha. There you don't make a bracha on a minhag. But in a big maise, you make a bracha even on minhag. And if so, this tvila that comes after the counting of the 7 clean days and the bedikas, so this tvila is a maise rabo, this is a big maise. And therefore you make a bracha on this tvila. And the Chasim Sofer, Herich Bazet Tuve, he wrote at great length. Oid kosev levayer, behekde masha kosev levayer, devade min hoge de shev al taise. Kegon shil alasis malocha be'erev pesach o b'yom tov sheni. Oiver al ze, oiver al lav de divrei kabbalah shal al tito ish toiras imecho. That if somebody has a minig of shev al taise, not to do malocha ne'erev pesach, not to do malocha ne'yom tov sheni. If one is over on this, he's over on a lav midivrei Kabbalah. The pasuk says, "Al titoish toiras imecha." Do not leave the Torah of your mother. You must keep minhagim. And if somebody is mekayim this, bevadai sheyochol levorich ol l'tzivon. When you do a maisa to be mekayim a minig, you can save it tzivanu because a minig is also a chiyuv midina. If somebody is mekayim this, he can say avit sivanu, because on a minag, this minag is a chayiv midina. Because of a loisa say, so this is all talking about a loisa say, not I said before doing a maisa, not doing a maisa. So we make brachas, for example, on Yom Tov Sheni. I don't know about not doing Malach on Erev Pesach, but in Yom Tov Sheni, we make Kiddush, we make brachas as if it's Yom Tov. We daven as if it's Yom Tov, even though it's a minhag. But when it comes to a minhag neviim, like pounding the arava, yishev v'lo asa v'lo yichovit arava. If you don't do it, then efshad lo mikri avarian. Maybe you're not called an avarian. Maybe ma'adano, so you don't put him in the chayrin. Lo nemra alza al titosh teresinach. And about this, it doesn't say al titosh teresinach. And therefore, if you're mekayim, you don't make a vitzivan. In other words, if you're over on a divrei kabbalah like working on yantiv sheni, that's a very big aver. You're over on lo al titosh teresinach. So that's where the Yom Tov Sheni is worthy of a bracha. When it comes to the Minig Nevi'im of Chavita Sarava, if you don't do it, you're not called an Avarian, you're not called a sinner, you don't get put in Cherim, and on this it doesn't say Al Titosh Taras Yimecha. Because of this, Gama Mekaimoi Einu Mevorech Vitzivonu. If you're Mekaimit, you also don't make those Vitzivonu. Mishum Hachi Tiltol Arovet Avim Maise Zuta. And because of this, taking the arava, which is a small maisa, but Beinu Tam holds there's no al titosh. But a mitzvah, rabba, minkar mitzvaso, there there's a baal titosh, and you save it sivanu. So that's why Beinu Tam says you make a bracha on a halal. B'shara ga'oinim d'chokim ha-Rabbeinu Tam, They hold that you don't make any time a bracha and a minhag. And if so, benidon didan, since kemen shen higo iser leval adam tar, we have a minhag not to be brought adam tar. And if somebody's over on this, they get a baal titosh, they're over on al titosh tarasim echa abeli safek. This tefillah is medina, and it mandates a bracha. V'hochi nog, and that's the minhag. According to the Chasam Sofer, we can learn b'pshitus gam l'inyan mashachakor achroinim. If you should make a birchas hatvilah on a kesem or a sefer kesem, a woman sees a ketem in her clothing and stain, blood stain, and then she goes to mikveh afterwards. The shaila is, or is it sefer if it's a proper, if it's a ketem, does she make a brach on this tvila or not? V'chein al riyas dam besulim also might not necessarily be tamei. So in the Tshuvas Sheila Shmuel, he discusses this in Yerideh Siman Ayin Dalet. Shud amudei eish kunchus mana brachas el ches. Pischei Tshuvas Siman Kufzari Dalet Ois Beis. Tshuvas kinas soifrim bashmatus. Siman Tzamach Zayin. This sefer is molei v'gadush v'bikius. And it was written before computers. So he mamish... Young Avreich was mamish holding in the tshuvas, big time. Vein mashikasu b'shut marvolos daf tesdaim amibayz lechem simla simen kubtzari dalet sifkat dalet aruch hashulchan sim reis sifalef tshuvas divrei shalom v'emes yerideh simen tes. So since so according to what we're saying, you would have to make a bracha on a. For tefillah, a woman would have to make a bracha when she's titled for a kesem or for a sefer kesem or for dam besulim, because that's the minhag, that's what we do. Even though she's not necessarily chayavas medina, but since that's what the women do and it's a ma'isa rab, she has to make a bracha. So the Chasam Sofer wrote, as we mentioned before, that on the loisase, on the not doing of yantif sheni, and of erev Pesach, you make a bracha. So the tshuvas amudei, she doesn't understand. We paskin, you don't make a bracha on loisase. That was we mentioned before. You don't make a bracha on loisase, and when you break a bracha on, you make kiddush and other brachas in yantif sheni. It's not on the loisase. In the Tshuvas Keren LeDavid and Simet Samach Aleph, he adds that even if we hold that Gamal Mitzvah Esei Sheish Beloise Sei Nami V'Vrachinan, even if you hold that in a Mitzvah Esei that has a Loise, you make a Bracha, that's when there's a Mitzvah Esei together with the Loise Esei. Aval HaLoise Sei Grei De L'Kuli Alma Ein V'Vrachim. Stam and HaLoise Sei, you don't make a Bracha L'Kuli Alma, so difficult Chasim Sofer. And therefore, b'mitzvah derabanan that we have v'asis k'chol ashe yerucha, we make a bracha. But on a minig, where there's only al tito shteira simecha, ain't no el alois to say, v'tiknu levarech. Elu torev dvarav, in the tshuvas teferes tzvi, in Chelek Bei Simen Yates, he explains that since Iker Tvila Benida, V'kol Shekein Labayla, Lo Kosev Klal Lehedya, Rak Di Alfina Mebinyan Av Mishar Tmein, V'kol Eichadika Tuma Tzarech Tvila, Lazeh Afilu Inika Tuma, Misafek O Mimin Haga, that tefillah benida is not explicit in the pasuk. That she's tumeya is explicit in the pasuk. But the tefillah is not explicit. You learn a binyana from other tumeim. Other tumeim, there's tuma requires tefillah, this one too. therefore, even if we call it Tumah Misafek or Minhaga, even if it's Tumah, it comes from Safek or Minhag. HaChomer hu le'inyan guf haTumah. The severity is regarding the Tumah itself. V'chol shenikra Tumah, reizu b'chal mitzvah tefillah, kol Tumah. This is she's called Tumeya. As long as she's called Tumeya, that's enough to mandate a tefillah. He says a huge chiddush that even if she has a shaila and the posek is matir, but she wants to be machmir on herself, maybe she can make a bracha on the tefillah. Huge chiddush. However, in the Sefer Lechem V'Simla, in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, Sif Hei, not that the Rama writes, that the Shas Vista, Omi Lamed Lelamed, Eina Tola B'Makasa, that if it's the time of a woman's Veses, she normally sees, or from 30 days to 30 days, she's not Toila B'Makasa. She does not connect it, assume that it comes from a Makkah, because it's Shas Vista or Lamed Yom, so if you don't assume it comes from a Makkah, you assume it comes from her. She's actually having her period. So he writes that she shouldn't make a bracha on the tefillah. Why shouldn't she make a bracha on the tefillah? Because maybe she's not chayavis b'tefillah. Maybe it's because of her makah, so she has to be toivo. But it's only al tzchumra, so she shouldn't make a bracha, unlike what we've been seeing until now. So now we've been saying, no, she's called Tumeya, she makes a bracha. But the Lechem V'Simla writes, no, she doesn't make a bracha if she's if it could be that it's not, she's not chayavis b'tefillah. The Aruch HaShulchan says, when a woman is toiveles, and it's a good tefillah, and then she's toiveles again because of a chumra, cut her nail or whatever it may be, so she shouldn't make a bracha. In the Sefer Taras Yisrael, it says, B'makom Safek, she should make the bracha, Baruch Rachmana Malka de Alma. She shouldn't mamish say that's a true in Rabbi Kivager. Hopefully, we'll get into about the saying Balashan Laz, saying a bracha, Shem Hashem, blessed is the man, blessed is the merciful one, the King of the world. Or maybe so. Don't actually say bracha to Hashem. Or maybe she should hear the bracha from another woman. Those are the possibilities. Morenu v'Rabenu, Rabbi Nosson Zitzal, and the Shulchan Aruch, Eino Toile B'Makasa, he brings the Lechem V'Simla that says not to make the bracha on this tevila when it's only mitzat suffik, because maybe there's a makkah there. And he suggests that maybe it's telling them famous machlokas Rambam Ravid and Hilchos Chanukah. Rambam says that you don't make a bracha on minhag. About darvishim devrayim bikra silsim lo mipnei suffik, if you don't make a bracha on a suffik. And the Ravid says, no. You make a bracha on a suffik. So we pass in Vesta, so the Rabbanan. So that the Ruch Hoshish Pshas Vesta is only Chshash the Rabbanan. You know, she saw Dam, the Mesupuk, And maybe it's Dam Maka. If so, Ladas HaRambam, so this Dam that she saw, only the Rabbanim we say it's Dam Nida. The Arayis, we're not Choshit Sunni. The Arayis, we think it's Dam Maka. Only the Rabbanim we're Choshit Sunni. So Ladas HaRambam, that if it's done out Suffolk, it's the Rabbanim, it's done out Suffolk. Like Demai, taking Maisa off Demai, you don't make a bracha. So you don't make a bracha on the Tevila. Because it's only machmas safek. Yantuv Sheni, we make a bracha in Yantuv Sheni. We make all the brachas so people aren't mezalz on Yantuv Sheni, the Rambam says. But Tevila, we don't find there's a chshash, there's a tkanas bracha, mi'chshash zilzul. The Ravid says you make brachas on a safek, even the Rabbanans. So here also, it's a safek in a derabbanan, so you make a bracha. They have a stira lech oira, because the Rambam in Hilchos Mila, Perakim Malach Avav writes in Androgynous, Safek if he's chayv in Mila or not, you don't make a bracha on the Bris Mila. And the Ravid says that you do, because it's a safek doi raisa, so it's mashmet afka, because it's a safek doi raisa. But if it would be a suffix de rabbonon, you wouldn't make a bracha. And that's in contrast to what we saw in Hilchas Brochis, in Hilchas Chanukah, that in a suffix de rabbonon, you do make a bracha. So, the nidan didan, there is no suffix de raisa. De raisa, it's a maka. It's only de rabbonon. Only we have a suffix de rabbonon. So, the chora, no bracha would be mandated according to the Ravid. And Rabbeinu Nosson cites the Chasam Sofer, who says to make a bracha on Dam Toyar. And he brings the Rabbeinu Yonan Brochis, that's to prove that you make a bracha on a minug when it's a Maisa Rabba, like we said, because women make a women, Chmir Benos Yisrael, even if they see a drop of blood like a chardal, they are machmir on themselves. Sit shiv and akim, so they would make a bracha. That's not a raya for us. Because there, they're machmir al tzminuk. So you make a bracha on the minuk. The Chasam Sofer says, al titash teres imecha. But in our case, it's not al tzminuk, it's a chshash. Maybe she's tumeya. Not because there's a specific minig to make a bracha. It is that she's concerned she's tumeya when it comes to minig benos Yisrael, this for Zayin Akim for a tipos dam kachardal. So that's. Even if it's a. Hainu kisharoa kemara hachardal shimara to her bevadai. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, even if it looks like a chardal, looks like a mustard seed, so she knows she's tahara, they still go to mikvah for that. So that's because that's the minhag. The minhag is to go to minhag. That was accepted. But here, not because of any specific minhag. We're just concerned that it's dam nidus. There you know it's not dam nidus. So there, it's a maaser rabba. So you make a bracha in the minhag. But here you don't. Because here it's just a concern that it's dam nidus. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. And it's sad that it isn't. There's no bracha. In the tshuvas atzei broishim, I go into Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, Sof Simen and Gimel, he brings him the Kalba. Shekosa v'afilu, ha-machmer alas v'yocha afilu peretz chutz l'sukkah, Shlom Shemavarach, kevin sheshebchu chacham uchum rezu. Your machmer, even on peretz not eat outside the sukkah, maybe you should make a bracha. But since his derech is l'hachmer, not eat mechutz l'sukkah, and it's a praiseworthy chum according to the chacham, it's like a din. There also, Midina, there's clearly no bracha for eating peres in the sukkah. So there's a chumrah, Mimachmi, even though it's heter gamer to eat in the sukkah, so on such a thing you make a bracha. But here you're just, the only reason she's going to mikvah is mechshash yisr, and maybe there is no yisr. So she shouldn't make a bracha. However, in the Sefer Erech Shai, in Yeridei and Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalit, he writes that you make a bracha on Dam Toyar. The Kehim Adam Ratoyar, who shmartim as mishmarti, asis mishmeres le mishmeres, Rashi beitza beizam et beiz. Kehim Shinagu lahachmir b'dam Toyar, k'dei lo litois b'dam nida mamish, nimtza shetfila zu havi b'chlal mishmeres. B'shabri mevarech v'tzivanu. Like she called a vow that a person does out to mishmeres, you make a bracha. So here also maybe suffik dam nida, you make a bracha out to mishmeres. The Rambam doesn't hold of this. The Rambam says that ein mevarchem al adamai because it's done out suffik. So also when he's mafresh al adamai, it's mishmeres, and yet he still says not to make a bracha. The Rambam doesn't accept this. Magen Avrom. It's Miyashiv the Kash of the Bach in the name of the Rashal. Amayin Mavarchan ala Megillah. Shekarim b'yom tesvav b'krach shu sofik mukov choyma. Maishna miyom tov sheni shal goli yashem Mavarchan ala. So why in a sofik mukov choyma you don't make a bracha? Anana. Yom tov sheni shal goli yashem Mavarchan ala. Answers the Magen Avrom. And the Chachamim said to do it because of Safik, we make a bracha. Aval mitzvah she'anu oisim misafik ein mevarchin afilo asafik d'oraisa. So the rabbis made a takana to do with Yom Tov Sheni. So we make a bracha. The mitzvahs that we do out suffik, you don't make a bracha even if it's daraisa, therefore you don't make a bracha on the kisei adam of a kvi, suffik behem a suffik chaya. And if so, bevadai, in the varech benidah didan. Because the tefillahs and what we're doing is suffik, there's no takanas chachamim here. Ubeikir divrei amogen avrom yesh laharich ve'ein kan kvar makom. Laharich b'zeh. But the siyati d'shmaya, we saw in the flow Smitaras Hashem, and hopefully we will be zoche to continue. Vilmo de lame, lishma velasas, with a kaim is called every samatara. So thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.